is our town.
There's always plenty happening around the region. It is my town, Jules.
Yes, this weekend we've got meat stock for both days of the weekend. We'll be there, plus the Elmore Tractor Pools happening at the Elmore Events Centre Saturday with the gates opening at 3 o'clock. But plenty of stuff in Eagle Hawk. They've got their festival. It's their 51st Dalian Arts Festival, Coggo.
It's always huge, and I've got to tell you, they line the streets from about midday. 12:30 is normally the start, but it is a magnificent event. And it is what it is, the Dalian Arts Festival. And certainly the streets come alive, I mentioned that. But also Canterbury Park Gardens.
Yes.
The list goes on.
Oh, multicultural food and entertainment, the gala fair, market stalls, food, rides. There's so much happening. Eagle Hawk is going to come alive, as you said. There's also going to be the Eagle Bald Portrait Competition.
What
is that? That sounds very cool.
Indeed.
Are we just drawing bald eagles?
Well, it's Eagle Hawk, so, you know,
yes.
Clearly a lack of hair out that way.
Also, decorative folk art. Oh, there's so much happening. Make sure you jump on their Facebook page or the website for the festival, eaglehawkfestivals.com.au.
Christy Nile, send me a text. This one is for the Mount Pleasant Footy Club. They've got a practice match coming up on Saturday out at Tooheen against Harcourt. But they're doing lots of things with Easter Bunny not far away. They're going to have an Easter egg hunt. They've got kids' activities, including a colour run, Jules. I know you love those.
Oh, a bit of fun and colour.
Indeed. Goods and services auction. That's happening around 3:30, 4:30 in a barbecue tea. So, look, this is a good one. I know at Mount Pleasant, they're a fantastic club, great history and great family environment. What a place to get to this coming Saturday out there and enjoy the festivities. Everyone loves Easter Bunny. Everyone loves a bargain when it comes to goods and services too. And I know their cutoff for that is this coming Friday. So looking forward to it.
Now, Coggo, I didn't know this is something that Red Energy Arena did. Maybe this is like, oh, okay, she's a new kid on the block. But Sunday sessions at the terrace outside the arena. This is so cool. Live and local. You can come and relax in the outdoor area. There's food and drinks. Perfect Sunday vibe, wind down. And they've got the talented Bo Dower entertaining people from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. Courtesy buses running as well. See you there at the terrace.
This is going to be big this Sunday too out at Malden. Now, they don't stop for anything out there. In fact, the top line of their advert, they go with this, Jules: we do not stop for rain.
Woo!
So there you go. Anyway, it's coming up this Sunday. It's their March swap meet for the Malden area, and certainly good money raised for many, many community groups around the region. Stalls are $25. That's a 6x6 meter. $5 gets you in for the kids free. It's on at the Malden Racecourse Reserve, which is the corner of Bendigo Road and Lewis Road in Malden. No bookings, by the way. You can just set up on a Saturday and enjoy the Sunday from 7 a.m. on Sunday. The gates are open.
Coggo, you know I can't help but sneak this one in. A little bit of French style and culture. This is kicking off. You might have seen the Bendigo sign change over for the next couple
of
months.
Yeah.
But they're doing some French fun in the Hargraves Mall for free with the opening weekend of Paris Impressions of Life. There's the laneways are going to be taken over with exhibitions, but there's also going to be juggling acrobatics from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Mall. So something pretty cool to check out. Seeing those QR codes too, you can have the entertainers, the Chipola on Saturday, and there'll be plenty of other activities to enjoy, some French music and singing throughout the rest of March and beyond.
Love it. And also, we know what a fantastic job the many, many volunteers of the SES, not just here in Bendigo, right around the place do. They do a great job. They always need money, though. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. They're not funded by too many, I wouldn't have thought. So they have to do their own fundraising. Beck's here to tell us more about it.
We've got a trivia night coming up on Friday the 15th of March. It's at Bendigo District RSL. It's $30 per person, and that includes, you know, finger food, obviously the trivia, but there'll be raffles, other games, prizes. There'll be a silent auction, photo booth, those sort of things. So it's an opportunity to get involved with, you know, members from your local SES. And in a night, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So that's what's happening, the Bendigo SES. Just Google them. The girls and guys are on Facebook as well. Just a couple of quickies before we hand over to other people, that is Jules, and that is the markets are on Saturday at Tooheen, which is near Castlemaine, and Sunday at the showgrounds, 8:30 to 1 up at the Bendigo showgrounds.
And now on to Where to Bendigo. This is M. Tresidar. She takes over to tell us what's new, what's on, what's happening, and some local activities that you might never have heard of. Em, take it away.
This is our town. I sat down with owner-operator Mick Derrick.
There's posters everywhere. There's plenty of beers.
Plenty of beers.
And a beautiful neon sign. Tell me a little bit about Trash Cult. How did it come to be?
So back in early 2020, me and my wife, Laurel, opened a little shop just down the road. It was only really small, but that was just for books and records. We just thought we'd do it on the weekends. About 2 months later, COVID kicked in, which shut us down for, I suppose, 6 months. In the meantime, this place had been sitting empty. So we moved up here. We had about 6 months, I suppose, to get it all ready. And we actually only opened in the front. We only opened a record store, records and books, in about September 2020. And then it wasn't until maybe March the following year we decided, well, we've just got this wasted space. Let's open a bar and get a band room happening, get some bands happening.
It's so cool. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't feel like there's very many places like this in and around Bendigo.
I wouldn't say there's any around Bendigo, but even people come up from Melbourne and say, you know, there's not that many even in Melbourne where you've got a record store out the front and a bar and band room out the back.
I mean, it is inspired. It makes sense. They kind of, and I've heard that you can like have a drink and peruse the records. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
See that? I feel like that's something that goes hand in hand.
Yes.
Literally.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
One hand on a record and one hand with a beer.
I agree. Even when we have the bands play, we sell, people tip a few beers in and they buy a lot more records.
It's very smart business model.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mick, you've nailed it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So has music always been something that's of interest to you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I used to play in bands when I was younger and whatever. I suppose everyone did in the 90s. It was just one of those things. This place just happened organically. We didn't plan it. It just all sort of seemed to happen.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's very cool that this place exists. As you said, it's like no other in many ways. And for it to be here in Eagle Hawk, I feel like that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Eagle Hawk's got a huge amount of potential out here. It's like Bendigo's best kept secret. People don't know about it.
Before I let you go, what about the bands? Like, what kind of music can we see?
We've sort of been put on the roster, so we've been getting, you know, US bands and bands from Spain and South America.
Wow.
We get bands from all over the place. It's quite intimate and you can see there's no stage.
Yeah.
They're essentially just standing in the crowd with the people. There's
I
not
love
even
it.
A green room. There's nowhere to escape. So, you know, we get a band like Nunchucker Superfly come and play, or we had Neil Hamburger come and play, and I don't know if you aware of Neil Hamburger, but yeah, he played at Madison Square Gardens and they made a feature film about him with John C. Reilly, you know, so he came and did two shows here.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, I can very happily and easily say this is on my list of where to bend or go.
Yeah. I like that term. I've never heard that before.
Thank you. I coined it myself.
Yeah, very good.
That's it for this week's Where to Bend or Go. A huge thank you to Mick and Laurel for having me at Trash Cult. I look forward to seeing a live performance there soon, and I was thoroughly entertained, along with all of the guests at the bar, by their loop pedal, which we used to create a totally unique song together. Probably better described as a collection of sounds, actually. It's a wonderful venue with so much heart.
This is our town.
Thanks, Em. Now, Coggo, what is happening in the world of local sport?
Yeah, thanks, Jules. Let's find out what's happening this weekend. It is all to do with sport in regards to final. And a big one which kicks us off is the Bendigo District Cricket Association. They are into semi-finals, which start this weekend. Let's have a look at what's happening as far as the games are concerned. We've got Strathdale taking on Bendigo United, 1-4. Just reminding you that it isn't just finals in Division 1, it's Division 2, 3 and 4. And this is 1-4. There's no prelim this year. So whoever wins this game, straight into the grand final. And the other game, which will be a ripper too, is Kangaroo Flat taking on Sandhurst. So those two games, you can only have two winners. At the end of the day, we'll play off for the grand final. That should be an absolute ripper. In the Emu Valley Cricket Association, there's a little bit happening there as far as their finals are concerned as well. And I know that if we look at the semi-final, similar situation with the semis. And there is going to be a massive game coming up this Saturday. Now, it is a two-day event, which is Saturday, Sunday. And this one will be big too, with Mandurang taking on Emu Creek and also Spring Gully versus United. That will be huge. I've got no doubt there will be a lot of people out there watching those games as well. So that's what's happening in the Emu Valley Cricket Association. A little bit on the go there. There's lots of tennis being played. Finals, as far as that's concerned. The bowls is over and done with. Premier League last Sunday, the winner was Echuca Moema. The team from Bendigo East unfortunately missed out for the second year in a row. Just before we wrap up sport, there's footy on the way, in particular, women's footy. We got a message from this bloke and he said, can I get on? And I said, yeah, go for it.
Hey, Coggo, it's Phil Miller here, president of the White Hills Junior Football Club Women's Division. Mate, if there's any ladies out there who have ever wanted or who used to play football and like to get back into it, we'd love to see them down here at White Hills. Training is on a Wednesday night at 5:30, so please come on down. We'd love to see you here and take you on board and be a part of our inaugural year here at the White Hills Junior Footy Club. Thanks, mate.
That's what's happening with sport around the region. This is our town.